Hello and welcome to ADHD Mums. In this podcast, we tackle the tough, often unspoken realities of motherhood, neurodiversity, and mental health. This episode was inspired by a listener question that I thought was just too good not to share, and here it is. Hi Jane, I'm writing this before Christmas because last Christmas absolutely did me in. When people asked me, did you have a relaxing Christmas, I wanted to laugh and cry at the same time. Relaxing, I mean, what? There has never been any relaxation in my house since my kids were born. The kids seem to fight over every new present, something's broken, someone else's was better, someone refused to share, and as usual, the family-in-law drama kicked off right on schedule Christmas Eve. And then when we hit the week between Christmas and New Year, it was brutal. There was no childcare, no routine. There was nowhere to go. Everything was shut. My house looked like a tip shop explosion. I was so overwhelmed. And then there was 4 weeks more of school holidays. And to be honest, I spiraled. I said things to myself like, why can't I cope? Other mums aren't like this. And it seemed like every time I opened my phone, I was scrolling past all of these people looking sun-kissed, rested, fine and relaxed. Even other people with neurodivergent children, they just seemed like they were doing better than me. So I guess my question is the post-Christmas crash actually a thing? Or is it just me? What can I do differently this year? Love, Sally from Victoria. So, Sally, there are so many of us who feel like this, and that's why I had to share the question. I mean, a relaxing Christmas. It seems foreign to me. The week between Christmas and New Year is pretty brutal, and that is right when this episode is going to come out. This stretch that you are in right now, to me, always feels like way too much. If we are ever picking to be away, which we don't go often away, I would always pick this week because being home this week is a lot. My kids seem pretty wound up. My house is a mess as well. It does seem like the whole of the Sunshine Coast is filled with tourists. So it means it's packed, it's stinking hot. And even if I could get my kids to agree to one activity, which is basically impossible, there's really not a lot of options where you can go. And in the midst of this, somehow people then say, have you rested? Was it relaxing? And for me, my body hasn't really recovered from Christmas yet or from the whole year. So when Sally said she feels like her whole body was shutting down in part of her letter, I really felt that because I think that's a really normal experience for ADHD mums. 2 days after last Christmas, I had a moment just like the one that Sally described. It wasn't overly dramatic. It wasn't loud. Nothing set me off. It was just this quiet collapse that happened one morning. All that happened was one of my kids wandered into my bedroom and said, Mum, what are we doing today? And in my house, we really need to get out in the morning. We need to get the kids, particularly the boys, running around physically to have an okay day. So staying at home and seeing how it goes isn't really something that I can do in my house. I don't know about you. So I knew we would have to go somewhere and do something, but in that moment, I just felt really numb. And I was kind of getting dressed and I thought to myself, how many days have we got to go? Because I'm getting pretty tired. And it hit me, it was about 32. Because last year's school holidays was the longest school holidays that had ever lived, apparently. And I thought to myself, I don't think I can do this. Like fundamentally, I don't think I can do this. And the kids even fight in the pool. I mean, who fights in a pool? Mine do, everywhere. It's dangerous. I have to monitor them constantly. So when I walked into my wardrobe, closed the door, I sat on the floor and I got quite teary. And it wasn't a big, ugly cry episode. It was more like a silent, exhausted one, where my body basically let go and I didn't even really know why I was crying at that point. But then, of course, shame hits almost instantly, which is not what you need in those moments. And my thoughts spiraled too, the same as Sally's. Why can't I do these simple things? That's just one question. What's the matter with me? Other mums do this stuff. Why can't I? And when I was pregnant and had little kids, I always thought to myself that when my kids got to the age that they are at now, we would be at the beach all the time. They would carry their own towels. They would bring their own things and that we would go and have brunch and it would be awesome. And I had 3 under 3.5. That was what I thought was coming to me. But what I have is not what I ordered. And that's the reality for a lot of us, isn't it? And right on top, when I'm feeling a little bit like shame, I should do better, I should know better, I should have a better attitude, I should be more grateful. Here are all the shoulds, of course. I always go back to my mum, who's passed away now, who said to me over and over again, school holidays were her favorite time of the year. She loved it. She loves spending time with us. I don't know whether that was true or not. I wish I could ask her. But in those moments, I think I just want school to be back. And then I feel guilty for thinking that. And then at the same time, I'm dreading school going back. So I'm a little bit confused even what I want in those moments. And then it hits me, what's wrong with me? And really underneath a lot of this, I wouldn't even say I was overwhelmed, which is pretty much like a default setting for me. Wasn't angry, another default setting. I just felt really empty and numb. Like December had drained the life out of my soul and all of my body at once. But afterwards, when I reflected on the moment, I realized it wasn't my personality. It's not me needing to try harder or be more grateful or me not being a good enough mum. And it's not me not coping, which I usually kind of blame myself as we do in those moments. But really, when I stripped this back a few months later on, I really had a good look into the dopamine debt. And it's basically like an ADHD hangover. It's a flat, hollow, for me, numb feeling. You might feel shut down, cut off, disconnected, lonely, quiet. It's different for everyone, obviously. And it kind of comes usually after weeks of performance. And that would mean like pressure, masking, emotional labor, sensory overload. And it's not a flaw. It's not an attitude shift. It's actually a crash. So this isn't you being dramatic or blaming your ADHD. It can feel like a quiet inability to start even the simplest of things. You could feel that your brain is in like a low battery mode. If that's you, that's totally normal. So yes, neurotypical mums do get tired, but ADHD mums get chemically depleted. A neurotypical's mum, I'm exhausted, might be fixed by a cup of tea, a little bit of recharge. They may have neurotypical children that go watch a movie that can be self-sufficient for a few hours. An ADHD mum's level of exhaustion also has dopamine debt, sensory overload, and just complete emotional labor burnout as well. So this isn't just a bit of mum tiredness. So why? ADHD brains, we know, start with less dopamine. And this isn't a mindset, that is just neurobiology. And we have December. And we know that that is going to drain our battery real quick. Why? Because the tasks are repetitive. The pressure is constant. The emotional labor is nonstop. We're also probably masking as well, masking more often and heavier. ADHD brains really fuel on novelty, for example. So things that are different and exciting. But in December, we have a lot of repetitive tasks. For example, wrapping gifts, no novelty there. Hosting Christmas, I don't know, I don't feel a lot of novelty there. That might be different for you if you enjoy hosting. Buying presents for relatives, no novelty, no dopamine there for me. So the ADHD mum is going to drop into low power mode really quick with the amount of boring tasks and the quantity of it. So by the time Christmas is over, there's nothing left in the tank. And yes, a neurotypical mum will get tired, of course, but they don't hit the same neurological wall. They're not running December on the same chemically shallow tank, basically. Like we have a shallow fuel tank. If you'd like to know more about that, please download the Energy Accounting free resource in the show notes. If you're an ADHD mum in December, you burn through dopamine real quick. And when we burn through it, we then crash. And this isn't just an emotional abstract thing. Chemically, we crash. And it feels different for some people feel like I can't start. I can't move. I can't do anything. Other people feel numb. And this isn't you being dramatic or making excuses. This is because your starter motor in your brain is basically gone. So the Christmas workload, the repetitive, detailed, invisible emotional labor hits ADHD mums harder because the fuel tank is actually different. And if you'd like to know how it's different, please download the Energy Accounting workbook in the show notes. It's free. It will go over how ADHD mums have less fuel in the tank. We have less energy to start the day and how it impacts us and how we can manage our energy better. So, Sally, you are not a mum who can't cope, but you might be a mum in a dopamine debt. And this is probably most ADHD mums in that week after Christmas and before New Year's. The amount of invisible tasks and labor that mums carry during this period is beyond most of our capacity, even if you are a neurotypical mum. Last year on the 28th of December, I did a survey of ADHD mums on Instagram and we did a poll. And 87% of ADHD mums said they were completely maxed out at exactly this time last year. If you're feeling like this, this is completely normal. It's not okay, but it is completely normal and it's nothing that you need to do to try harder. It is a reality of this time that we are living in. So, Sally, what can Sally do to not fall apart again this year? Let's walk through some of this because these aren't systems or strategies. These are chemical interventions for a brain in dopamine debt. You don't have to remember all of them. One of them will be enough for today. If something lands with you, that's the one to go with. And I'm going to show you exactly when you use them. The first one, I call this a dopamine reboot. So if you're frozen and your kids are calling your name relentlessly and you need to move and you feel like your system is stuck, frozen or in a delay, what you need to do is to step outside into different air. Any different air will do. If you are inside, you could put cold water on your face, on your wrists. You could grab YouTube, put on a song. I love 90s R&B when I'm in these kind of moments. If you're more of a scent person, you could spray perfume. You could put out a particular scent. You could move rooms. Change where you are and the environment. Now, why? Why is this going to help you? If you are stuck, novelty is going to spike dopamine, even tiny bits. A lot of mums, we don't have a lot of options and freedom in those moments. We have kids with us. We can't go out for a walk and do all these special things, can we? But we have to take the micro moments. A new smell, a new temperature, a new sound. Bring something in that's new or different, and it will activate that reward circuit just enough to unstick you to get you to get up and move. Now, this doesn't mean you're going to get up and do your tax return, but you may be able to get out of the really frozen position. So if you're standing there thinking, I just need to get in the car and drive to an appointment, I can't move, that kind of thing is going to help you then. Number two, this is the 10% rule. So let's say you are overwhelmed, but there's nothing really specific to be overwhelmed by. I'm laughing because it's me. If you're irritated for no reason, I can be, or everything feels too loud, even when it's quiet and you are feeling very reactionary and you feel like everything is too much, but actually there's not that much going on in that moment. Maybe you're snapping at the kids, you don't know why. Maybe the house feels like it's pressing up against you, you want to get out, you're overstimulated. What do you do? You turn off one light, you close one door, you turn off one speaker, you turn the TV down. You might move a pile of crap out of where it is and behind a cupboard or behind a pillow, move it away. Cancel one small plan. Now, if you're in dopamine debt, your internal load, which is basically like noise, tension, clutter, all of your internal brain, and then the external load, which is people, things, animals, is too high. So if you're in this position, reducing stimulation by even 10% is going to lower your body's stress and bring your prefrontal cortex in your brain, which is the part of the brain that's supposed to be making the decisions. It's the most logical. We want to bring that back online. So you don't need a tidy house. You need less demands on your senses. If you're somebody that feels better when things are clean and tidy around, this might be something that you're inadvertently doing. So the 10% rule, use this tool when everything feels louder or worse or more overwhelming than what it is. Try and bring it down by just 10% to get that breathing room and take the overwhelm away. Now, the next one is a permission script. And this is a good one for Sally. So we can use this when that shame spiral starts. I should be coping. Other mums do this. Why am I like this? I need to try harder. This is like an interrupt the guilt tool. So you might say to yourself softly, I'm allowed to rest before I function. If you're somebody that has that good girl conditioning and your worth is equal to how much you do or how much you please others, this sentence interrupts and it actually increases motivation and reduces the threat response. So use this if your brain is punishing you and your internal critic is out. Say to yourself, I am okay. I am allowed. And use this to bring yourself back into the moment when that shame spiral starts and have a little mantra that you say to yourself. For example, last school holidays, when I was feeling like that, I had to come back to a mantra, which was, I'm doing this for my kids. It's hard. It's not fair. It's brutal, but I'm doing it for them. So bring yourself back to whatever you can to get yourself out of that shame spiral. And the last one that I use in school holidays all the time, and it's called one-step parenting. And what it does is it brings me out of overwhelm, which is where I feel like I live most of the time. And when I'm planning to go out every morning, my brain can go into overwhelm because it feels like there's too many steps, there's too much to do, there's too much stuff to pack. And that's when your brain is trying to manage the whole instead of just bit by bit. So if you're in overwhelm and you're just trying to get out the door and you can't cancel, you have to go as I have to go out every morning because we just can't stay home. I know that with my boys and there's no choice. Then my mind often goes blank and I feel panic because I can't manage the 12 moving pieces at once at that point. Because remember, you're already cooked from December. So you go back to one step at a time, socks, shoes, open the door, step by step. It's going to take longer, but it is going to chunk the tasks down to make you feel like it's more manageable. You are more likely to be overwhelmed with multiple steps at this time of year. Your working memory is probably going to be shot, and there's zero novelty in going out and finding the drink bottles again. And when you have kids that interrupt the sequence of thought patterns, oh my God, is that not the most grating part? I struggle to remember things at the best of times, especially at this time of year. And then when I have a child, I'm like, where's your drink bottle? We need to find that. Then they start off with a side quest, which I get caught up in, and then we arrive, we've never got the drink bottle. So these interruptions can feel really jarring, particularly if it's kids fighting. He pushed me. I hate these shoes. I don't want to go. The interruption resets the brain that's already struggling. So one-step parenting matches the action to the dopamine available at the time. So use this when it feels like I can't go out in the morning. It's impossible. I can't negotiate with the kids where to go. I can't figure it out. I can't do the parking, what to take. The whole thing feels too big. Go back one step at a time. So please, you do not have to use all of those. I hope that there was one that landed. Sally, you are not a mum who can't cope. You are a reflection of where we all are at this point of the year. You're not someone who can't cope, but you're a mum in dopamine debt. This is the ADHD hangover. And now that you understand it, I hope that you can stop treating this neurological crash like some kind of personal failure as a mother. So as we move into the next few weeks, I want you to remember you're not meant to carry December and January alone. You're allowed to support yourself to tell the truth that you're exhausted, you've had enough, you can't do it much longer. If you can, take one tool, take one step, take one breath, and give yourself the grace that you give everyone else, because that's enough and that's all you need to do. Hang in there these holidays. Please jump into the Facebook group for a sense of community, leave a review, download the energy accounting resource in the show notes, and connect with me, because together we can do it. Thank you so much for listening.
Quick announcement. Did you know that we have an ADHD month shop filled with resources designed just for you? These resources are packed with answers to the most frequently asked questions I get sent in via email. Everything from understanding ADHD and autism to practical tips for daily life. There's also a free assessment tool. If you're wondering about ADHD or autism for yourself or your little one, don't forget to check out the free assessment tool under free resources section on my website, adhdmums.com.au.